Are you ready to join me in transforming fear to freedom? That's the objective of the show. Are you ready to explore with me and my guests? Are you ready to get into the deep and play? This is where it's at, and that's what it's all about. No medical advice here. Use discernment and decide for yourself if the information is right for you. All views and opinions expressed on this show belong to the individual and are not necessarily shared with the producer of the show. Want more details? Go to letsgetrealchattingwithcatherine.com. Now let's get real and have some fun. Who are we going to explore with today? Come on with me and let's get into the deep.
Welcome back to another season of Let's Get Real, chatting with Catherine. I'm the host, the producer, owner of Catherine Publishing, presenting this Let's Get Real, chatting with Catherine. My name is Catherine Whalen-Coston. It's an absolute pleasure for me to be able to bring you 8 seasons where here we are, and it's just been amazing bringing this information, new thought, new ways of doing things, people who are committed to living in peace and harmony and have kind of figured out some insights and wisdom. And I don't know about you, but I am super pumped about the concept of being more than what we have been, knowing more than what we have known, because knowing, knowledge is power. And one of the big things that's happening in my neighborhood, or close to my neighborhood, is this International Kinesiology Conference 2015. It's happening in Banff, Alberta, Canada, and it's happening in September 23rd to the 27th. It's going to be a fabulous event of people, practitioners, scientists, people who are in medical field, who are in energy field, who are working with basically going beyond what we maybe have thought as possible. Some of these people are pioneers, people who have been working at things for years and are finally getting to bring that to the public. It's not behind closed doors anymore. The walls are falling down and we're walking right through and basically seeing, feasting our eyes and our minds on this new ideas about what's possible. And, you know, I think that a lot of us have known for some time, there's more, there's always more. There's a song, is that all there is? And I think, you know, this is sort of that time that we've been waiting for. And so I'm going to be presenting some of the guests, the speakers, the keynote speaker, and some of the other speakers who are phenomenal and are going to be bringing us some of this wisdom ahead of the conference so that you can kind of get an idea of what to expect. Today I'm going to be talking to Joanne Lee Meritu, who is the chair of the conference. Now, this conference is huge. It's international. It's bringing people from all over the world to Canada, to Banff, and it is the 40th anniversary of these conferences. So, I mean, they've been doing this work for a long time, but now finally I feel like the public is getting invited into it, and we're doing that by my partnering with them. I'm their media partner, and I'm bringing you this information ahead of time to let you know it's available, let you know you can register, you can attend. There's going to be vendors there, there's going to be entertainment, there's going to be great food. It's just going to be an amazing confluence of information, insight, and wisdom that's going to come together. And it's such an opportunity for me, especially because this is what I do. I'm a universal promoter of liberators, visionaries, people with brilliant ideas. And so it fits so perfectly for me to be part of this. So part of it is these interviews that I'm going to be doing and sharing with you, along with my other guests from the 8th season who are also doing things that are changing the world and bringing new thought, new ideas out. But I'm also having the opportunity to be on site in Banff while this is happening, and I'm going to try to do some, maybe some live streaming, depending on what, you know, capacity we have there, but definitely do some on-site interviews with some of the guests, with some of the vendors who are going to be from all around, and get them more known to you. So it's just such a wonderful opportunity to connect with people, to find out how people are living and doing and what's possible for the rest of us, and bring it to you. That's my passion, is to bring you these people that because we can't all travel everywhere and meet everyone, but when it's coming together like this, kind of in my backyard, I'm really honored to be part of it. So today what we're going to do is talk to the chair and find out how she came to be part of this, and also her own journey into kinesiology and her understandings about healing and so forth, because she's had a very interesting journey as well. And she has a company called Balanced Elements, which is in Calgary, and she's booking now into December, but you can still connect with her and maybe book for December or find out maybe what else is available through her work. And so it's very exciting to be able to connect with her and find out all the inner details about the conference, which is it's just so timely. I think it's, the fall, we're almost into fall, it's still August, but of 2015. And I really have felt the shift on the planet. And a lot of you who are, astrologers or into alternative health or metaphysical, you're going to really get a lot out of this kind of connection, I think, because it does make that bridge between, the old science, the conventional types of thinking, and not so much that it's new, it's just that it hasn't been available to us. So this is really exciting for me, and I'm really excited to bring it to you. As you can tell, I'm just bubbling here. And so let's get into this chat on Let's Get Real. Welcome back to Let's Get Real, chatting with Catherine. And our guest today is Joanne Lee Maritou. And I'm super, super excited because she is the chair of this International Kinesiology Conference 2015, being held in Banff, Alberta, Canada, which is close to home. And I know the energy of the mountains is so profound, and what a perfect place for an energy conference. So welcome, Joanne. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you, Catherine. Thank you for having us. And we are thrilled to have you as our media partner for the conference.
It's super exciting. It's a privilege and an honor. Really, it is. It's so in sync with my whole concept of us knowing more, the public, the masses, the people that have been kind of conditioned to think there's a realm of the intellectuals, and that's not for the rest of us, the scientists, the politicians, the money people. Mm-hmm. It's like the common people are sort of out of the loop. But what I'm finding and feeling and so privileged about this conference is that through this media partnership, we are able to bring it to the masses. We are the people that can't attend can at least get some of it. It won't be the same as in person, because
exactly.
If you can be there, because that's really where the energy will be at, and you'll be meeting so many amazing people. So tell us how this conference came to be.
Well, how it came to be was about 4 years ago. We have to put in a bid, just kind of like the Olympics. The International Kinesiology College, based out of Australia, they have a conference every year. But every fourth year is what they call a retreat year. So every single faculty person around the world has to go to this conference. And that's exactly what happened. So we put in the bid. We were up against Australia and the U.S., and we won. And the last time we held a conference of this size in Canada was 21 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I was still in junior high. I was still in junior high when the last conference was held. And so that was fantastic. And it feels like a coming of age at 21. So many things happen when you're 21. So I thought it was a perfect time. And so my background history is that I used to do corporate events planning. So I've worked with oil and gas companies and so on and so forth. And I stepped into this field, and it was a perfect time because I was already comfortable in the kinesiology field. I had the background knowledge, and thanks to the support of Sharon Donaldson, who is our faculty for IKC Canada, she had a chat with me and said, "Hey, are you interested in doing this?" So we did a video proposal, and we won hands down. It was our conference, and so it just worked out.
Don't you love it when it sort of you can feel the the synchronicity of event, like
exactly.
It's meant to be. It's just meant to be, and it just feels so good.
Yeah, it felt great, and this is something I'm very passionate about. I'm passionate about people learning about alternative and complementary way, about being the best they can be, and this was such a great avenue for me to kind of lend my skills in that way, because I have that background. Yeah,
yeah,
so that's
and
how
that's,
I came around.
I wanted to, sorry for interrupting, I want to take us back a little bit then. How did you get into kinesiology? I mean, I've read your bio and people can go back and go to www.lgrcc.com, go to the guest link and your bio's there. But let's just talk about that a bit. You had some health challenges, some things that you grew up in with kind of energy medicine, technically a traditional, yeah. And then you yeah. kind of stepped away. So take us on that journey a little bit, if you will.
Well, I grew up in Southeast Asia. I was actually born in Malaysia, but we moved here as kids due to my dad's job. So we moved around a lot. And I was, we lived in such, Malaysia, if you've ever been there, it's very multicultural. Okay. So you're exposed to multiple different cultures, different way of thinking, how they work with the body. So I was very fortunate to have that experience. And my mom, you know, she would use both conventional medicine, you know, antibiotics and stuff when we were sick. But at the same time, she would also, you know, provide me with herbs and stuff. She would take us to the herbalist or the acupuncturist, you know, to kind of help speed up whatever is needed in our body. And so I was exposed to that realm, and it was very fluid. It was a very fluid relationship, I guess is the best way of saying it. Because when I've been out in Asia, it's accepted both types. There's no one that's better than the other. It's just based on what you want to work with. And when we came here, it was definitely not well known, you know, acupuncture and stuff. Because like we came here in the 80s. And so it wasn't well known what acupuncture was. Herbs look a little weird and everything else. So we kind of stepped away from that. And I have, you know, doctors and dentists and nurses and stuff in my family. So conventional medicine kind of became our go-to. And along the way there, I got really ill. I got really, really ill. And one thing that my mom had mentioned is that she said I was just a different child and I would be fairly intuitive about what it is that I needed. So even at the age of like 3, when I was tall enough to push a chair up against the countertop, I would climb up, look at the herbs that my mom had, picked up one, pop it in, and you know, that's really? What I needed to help me my digestion or whatever it was.
Right.
And so when we came here, it was different. And my body just never adjusted well with conventional medicine. Like I can take a couple of days of antibiotics, but I can't go past that somewhat. And so I got really ill when I was about 21. That was my last year of university. And I had an emergency gallbladder attack. It was pretty bad. And it was a pain that I've never felt before. I didn't know what it was. So they rushed me into emergency surgery. And I almost died on the operating table because I was actually allergic to the anesthetic they gave me.
Oh, dear.
So they try, you know, they basically try to flush it out of me as fast as possible. And the doctors were great about it. And I had probably the best surgeon in the world. He was so worried about me. And so that was the start of it because I was just ill. Mm-hmm. It took me forever to even walk again because I was in bed for so long and my vestibular system was really bad. And then I just got really tired real easily. I could catch a cold if someone just sneezed on me. And it was all this stuff. It was just stacking up against me. And it was tough. It was tough. So it was really
Your whole body is fighting.
That journey. Yeah, it was just shutting down. It was just shutting down. And my family doctor couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. So I was sent to all the specialists and stuff. But now when I look back at it, I knew that it was giving me an understanding of how the medical system was because I am a very curious person by nature. So I had great specialists that I could talk to and ask them all my questions.
Right.
And they kind of gave me an insight on the different fields of medicine. And it was great, but nobody had the answer for me. And they just kind of wrote it off as, you have fibromyalgia and you have chronic fatigue syndrome. Good luck with that.
I relate to that. Yeah.
So, you know, the only thing they could suggest was either you go on antidepressants or painkillers. And that wasn't the way I went to live life. And it wasn't until I had my son that I had a colleague who kindly suggested that I go check out this person who does kinesiology and stuff. And I went, oh, okay, sure. Because I've tried everything under the sun. Why not, right?
Yes, yes.
And so that it clicked. Something in my mind clicked from that first appointment. And then I started asking a bunch of questions and she couldn't answer some of them. So she said, would you like to go take a class? So it was just a workshop that was open to anybody. So I said, sure. So I went off and took a class and went, well, oh, this is really fun. And I met a really good friend in that class, and they talked to Dr. Charles Krebs, who's now my mentor. And I went, why?
He's like, and we're going to be chatting with him on the show too.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's coming up on your show.
So you met Dr. Krebs. How did you meet him? Exactly.
I met him through a friend and mentor, Jackie Mooney. She'll be coming to the conference, and she was my first teacher in a modality called applied physiology.
Right.
So I went in kind of not sure, and she was teaching a class about chakras and how to work in the chakras in a very scientific way that appealed to me. It was a very logical way for you to understand how the chakras work and what they do and how they affect the body.
Right.
And I went, whoa, you know, this is something. So I started questioning her a lot more, and she's brilliant. And so she was the one who kind of led me eventually to Charles, because I started doing my leap training with Jackie first and then with Charles. And so that's how it came about. Yeah. So LEAP is a learning enhancement acupressure program. It works primarily with the brain, but how it, all the feedback loops from the body into the brain, and how it, you know, why are we stuck in certain patterns that we are? And it just...
medicine, and it's making sense. But the thing that is really cool to me is, you start deciding, I'm going to step away from the corporate world, which maybe, you know, for many reasons. But the fact that what we're talking about here is a lot of stuff that has been talked about in the metaphysical world, where people do, you know, they get it, but they don't get the science. They get the, they don't know why, you know, yeah. If I do this, this happens. That people do understand chakras. People do understand that we're light, you know, we have our light body, our energy body, and how it's affected. Or people do relate to walking into a room and feeling the energy coming at them, or the energy of another person that just doesn't feel good. People do get that. But to get it from a scientific point of view is new for many people. At what point did you decide, I'm leaving corporate Canada?
It was when my mom had her stroke. It honestly was when my mom had her stroke. In 2009, she had a pretty serious stroke. I got the call just as I was leaving for work to come to the hospital. And when I got there, she couldn't walk, and she needed to go to the washroom. So I need to help her and another nurse. We were like basically almost dragging her to the washroom.
Right.
And I went, this isn't good. And her neurologist kind of pulled me aside and said, you know, the chances of your mom going back to work and driving full time again is pretty slim to none here. Wow. So I went, whoa. So based on the little bit I knew then, and I just went to work on my mom, just literally went to work. And then I called in my friends who were in town for different things and said, hey, you want to come in and work on my mom? So sure. So they came in and they helped out. And within 3 months, she was back to work full time.
Wow.
And yeah, to the point that a neurologist went, maybe you didn't have a stroke.
I love that.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Like her psychologist, because they put you through all the therapies, and actually said to her, "Is that maybe I need to come see your daughter?"
So is that when you decided to get into your own business, your own healing work?
People started knocking on my door. It was started off with friends of my mom's, and they were like, "You're looking really good. What are you doing?" And my mom was like, "Well, she's doing something weird." but if you get a chance, you know, try it out, you know, see how it is.
So something weird.
That's basically how it started. So I just had people coming in. Like 99.9% of my clients are all word of mouth. And so I've been busy since, like really busy. And
so were you able to heal your own fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue?
Shift
it?
Yeah, a couple of years in, and, you know, I got to see the patterns I was holding. And it was about growth and about acceptance of myself and where I am, and understanding myself that much deeper and going, whoa, this is interesting, things that I've never looked at, fears that I've held on to. And I believe that's a lot of us. And that just got me excited, because if anybody needs this, it's everybody. Because what's your highest and best potential? Bring that forward in whatever way you are. Where you are now is perfect, and where you're going is perfect. So it's just growth. And that was exciting to me, because it just clicked into my heart and clicked into my mind, and when I'm still growing. And to this day, I'll tell people that, oh man, there's still issues I'm working through, but I'm growing, and I have so much more awareness of it and more consciousness around it. And it just excites me. And having this conference, it's just, let's bring that consciousness awareness to a whole other level, you know, bring it out globally, getting people excited about this. And
well, and the thing, yeah, and the thing is, it's so much more, you know, when you look at the world we're living in, there is a lot of messages of disempowerment. You know, you know, if some people are still watching television, and the commercials that are constantly, it's about one drug or another and all the side effects, and that you probably need it and you might have it and all that kind of stuff. It kind of, even if you don't have any ailment, just listening to that constantly kind of gives you a message that we're living in a very sick world, and that everybody's needing medication of one kind or another, including children. I mean, you know, because they can't sit still at their desk. I mean, when I was in school, not too many kids were able to sit still at their desk. I mean, that just didn't happen. And nobody, you know, I don't remember anybody being medicated for it. It was just kind of kids, right? That's why we had recess and lunchtime and games after school, and not necessarily organized, just being able to run and play and use our bodies. And use our bodies, which, you know, when you think about it now, it's, we're programmed to just be sitting still a lot. And then we have these, we go into jobs that are very sedentary as well. And then the messages around us are, can be very, very negative, especially if we're not aware. And what I like about what you're saying is that when you became aware that there was something else possible, you got excited. It's empowering. You're feeling like, you know, oh, I don't have to be a victim. I can do something about it. And I think that's the key, one of the keys about all of this information is it's stuff that, it's not that this something new is actually evolved. It's that we're understanding it, and I mean, although I'm taking it in, but like Dr. Tiller, I mean, he's been working at this for a very long time. And I think about, you know, science per se, a lot of people say, oh, you got to trust the science. Well, science doesn't actually create anything. It's just explaining what's already here. And I've never understood how a scientist, you know, can say that if something, they don't understand something, it doesn't exist. I thought the whole point of science was to say, hey, we don't understand something, let's look and try to figure it out, but not to say that if they can't figure it out, it doesn't exist. I don't understand. I've never understood that. I don't know if you have a sense on that, or if, you know, maybe I'm just going off here on a tangent.
No, actually, with what it is that the scientist is like, if the true scientists that I talk to, and they will say to me, it's like, if it doesn't fit a model of whatever data you're collecting, maybe we need to stretch out the hypothesis. Maybe we need to stretch out and look at what is this? What is this little blip in our model of healing or health, whatever it may be? It's like, that's what drives them. It's driving forward to like find the answers. Like, you know, it when you get to talk to Dr. Tiller, he will explain how, you know, if we have these phenomena that's happening and then we have a blip in the corner, what's the blip about? Let's look at the blip, because the blip can bring us so many more answers and questions. It's trying to, if you were trying to be staunch and say that it has to be this way or the other and it has to fit within this box, then you're probably missing a lot of other data around it. And that other data will tell you so much more about what's really going on. And that's what I've had the opportunity to speak with many scientists who actually look at energy and how we heal and everything else. And that's what they search for. So we're going into the quantum physics of our health, basically, and understanding how we actually heal on very, very many levels. Mm-hmm. And that's what's very exciting about this time, is that people are actually willing to take the look and say, hey, what is going on here?
Yeah. And so let's take a look at the actual conference itself, so that we can let people know what to expect, the public that wants to show up. And there's probably many practitioners and so forth that also will benefit from coming to this event to get inspired and educated and so forth. But so it starts on September 23rd.
Yeah, in the afternoon of September 23rd. It's probably one of the longest conference ever for the kinesiology world. It starts in the afternoon of the 23rd. We have a special presentation by a lady of Chantelle Schmidt, who comes from Northern Alberta. And she's going to be presenting her horses and how they help with the healing process. So it's going to be outdoors in the Shaw Amphitheater at the Banff Center. And it's fantastic work in how the wisdom of horses, how it reflects back to you who you are internally. Wow. And so we have our marketplaces open then, so the vendor booths will be all going at that time. And we have our amazing opening ceremony that's going to be taking place at 7 o'clock that evening. And it will involve a blessing from a native elder as well. We'll get a short little brief history from Matthew Thee, who comes from the family who's been entrenched in all of this health and healing for years, because his dad was the originator of Touch for Health, which brought, you know, health and healing to the layperson, basically.
Okay.
And so it's going to be fantastic. And then we have a dramatic play, I guess is the best way of putting it, from San Ergos, which is a local group that works with various groups around the world in teaching them dance and acting and everything. And they've just recently went to Iran and did some workshops there. So amazing group with Dana Lutke, who is a world-renowned dancer. And they're going to be doing this presentation of the native stories that's been passed on to them from the elders in this area.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. What a great launch.
Yeah. So we want to showcase the history of Banff, and also we're not all about Mounties and Mounties and beer in Canada. We have quite a very rich culture, so which is what we want to bring forth in this conference as well, too.
That's fantastic. Yes, it is an international conference, so it'll be perfect. And that's something that I'm hoping to be able to at least bring you some video and that from, and maybe live stream. We'll see how that goes. But that will be really exciting to be able to bring that to the public.
Exactly. And the theme of our conference, too, is also confluence. So it's like confluence is a meeting place of people, you know, of rivers and everything else. It's just a sharing ideas. So not every single presenter has a kinesiology background. And many of our kinesiology presenters come from a different background. Mm-hmm. They've been scientists and, you know, doctors. They've been massage therapists. They have background in Reiki and Qigong and everything. So it's such a wide array, and it's all blended in. To not say that one modality is better than the others, but to have an understanding that all healing techniques work as long as you're doing it from a place of love. Yeah. That's what it is. That's what it is. And that's what we want to bring to the world. And we encourage, you know, people to come in with that energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about complementary. You know, our bodies, all parts are complementary to each other, everything working together in harmony. And I love that confluence, the flow, the coming together of people and energy and love, like you say.
And it's in Banff, you know, the mountains are super high energy. And I didn't know this, but I have a few healers who see me, and they're, you know, numerologists, and they look at astrology and everything else, and apparently it's like one of the best times to be having and be in the mountains, and they were telling me that this was be a super moon on the day that our conference ends.
Oh, wow.
It's really high energy, and it's also around the time of a Jewish religious holiday too, so it's very, very high energy. And we didn't realize that when because just from the way Banff Center works, they get booked up fast. But when we booked it 4 years ago, those were the dates that were available. Mm-hmm. And that was it. So.
Well, I don't believe in accidents. Everything has its synchronicity, and if you go with it, it's usually a lot easier than if you try to make things go your way. So how perfect is that? I mean, to having this high energy, and the fact that we're talking about energy, we're talking about, you know, how things are happening in our body. And I look at the body, and then I look at the body of the global species that we are, and how everything, you know, everything is interconnected. And I find this information incredibly empowering and illuminating, you know. And I also understand there's a woman who's going to be giving a workshop on autism work.
That's Patricia Lemer. She is a psychologist, and so she will be coming in and talking about the eyes and how we kind of look at the look at the world, you know. I think it's invaluable because I work with so many kids who have autism who come into my clinic and see me. And she has worked with a lot of developmental ophthalmologists and so on. And so they have a better understanding of, like, what are these kids seeing when they have ADHD, autism? It's like, how do they see the world? You know, how does it affect their bodies? Like, if your eyes are the windows to the world, what's really your soul telling you, right?
Right.
So it's a fantastic workshop. It's only one day. It happens just before the conference. And I encourage everybody who is, you know, who work with kids with challenges or themselves that they know, because there's lots of adults who walk around with ADD or ADHD.
Yeah.
Come and take the workshop. And Patricia, yeah, well, it's going to be on your show next week as well.
Yes, she is.
And so she, she is a wealth of knowledge. And she's written a book called Outsmarting Autism that really gets you to look at what really could be happening here with these children when autism rates are going up and up and up, right?
And some of these, the guests, the speakers and so forth, and probably the vendor booths and so forth, there will be books and resources available as well.
Yeah.
Including Patricia's
there will be books
book,
and stuff. Yeah, we have a author session on the Sunday afternoon, so you can get to meet the authors individually, one-on-one, and,
oh, nice,
you know, shake your hand and get your book signed. And also we have lots and lots of presenters who have written books and written papers and so on that people, you know, just grab and gravitate towards because it tells them so much about where else.
I know I will be for sure. There's so much information that I'm like a sponge. I just can't get enough of it. But so tell me, for the person who does want to attend, they can go to the website, the www.celebrate2015.com.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll put the link right on the show as well. But can you, just so that this is clear, like, do they have to go for the whole session or
we have daily rates as well. Okay. Right now for to go through the whole entire 4.5 days, so it'd be $875. But we also have daily rates where each day is about $275 for them to attend. So if there's just, you know, one day that you're more interested in, then definitely come along, right?
Yeah.
For just that one day, you don't have to attend the entire session because, you know, people are busy. We understand that.
Yeah.
And that the cost of it covers your breakfast and your lunch for that day, as well as your morning, afternoon tea. And, you know, being out in Banff, it is a resort town. You're paying resort prices for food. So,
yeah,
so that's
nice.
Part of the cost of it. And then you also get, you know, a fabulous tote bag with lots of goodies in it from our conference. And you get a copy of the conference journal.
Cool.
So you'll have all 50 speakers in your hand in a beautiful conference journal we have created, which is why I said I've been in editing mode for the last week.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot to putting this together,
oh, yeah,
that's for sure, and to coordinate all of these people and to get the information out to the public. So I'm feeling really super excited about being able to share this and to be able to let people know it's available, and also to you know, be featuring some of the guests who are going to be speaking ahead of time so we can get people to see what's possible, because I really, really am so committed to transforming fear, that we have so much fear in this world about fear. We have fear about our bodies. We have fear,
yeah,
about if it's going to work, it's not going to work. And there's nothing worse than getting a diagnosis of something that is debilitating, like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. It's, you know, it's very common,
yeah,
today. And that happened to me as well. And I had the exact same thing, you know, painkillers and antidepressants. So I said, but I'm not depressed. And it's like,
yeah,
well, this is, you know, this is how it is. And to learn, and it took me, I had to do trial and error too, to try to figure it out. And this is what I'm finding, is that we are ready. A lot of us are really ready to understand and not just label things and medicate things and make them go away, to get it. We've been on this planet historically for a long time, and so we're carrying some heavy stuff, and to be able,
yeah,
to clear that and to move into thriving, like, this is my thing. Oh, we're so
exactly
ready. Thriving,
exactly,
is the thing.
And that's what's so beautiful about energetic kinesiology. It's just, you know, we have the science merging with ancient wisdom, you know,
mm-hmm,
wisdom from the Ayurvedic system, wisdom from the Chinese acupuncture system, looking at the Tibetan system with the figure eight energy. So we're drawing accesses from everywhere. We're looking at herbs, we're looking at deeply held patterns in our life and our thoughts and emotions. So it kind of plays with everything. It's such a beautiful confluence of Eastern and Western medicine that we don't discount each other.
Yeah. And it's complimentary. I mean, that's the whole point, isn't it? It's, mm-hmm. We're not saying, I don't think anyone really in that's looking at alternatives is saying that conventional medicine doesn't have its place. I think everything has its place.
Yes.
But it's just, is it appropriate in that, you know, it's like, we don't all eat dessert as the main course. Sometimes,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I like it as the main course sometimes, but most people like it as dessert. But I'm just saying, yeah. There's a time and a place for everything. Sometimes it's appropriate, sometimes it's not, right?
Yeah.
And so, and it's important that we have the freedom to choose, the freedom to educate ourselves, to uh-huh. go beyond what has been maybe taught to us before. And so I'm super excited about the conference, and also that you're in Calgary, and sometimes, and you do sessions.
I'm
with
in Calgary.
I know you're booked up like crazy, but.
I am booked up like crazy. Like I'm booked into December at this point. And no, I travel the world because I do have clients around the world. And sometimes they will kindly, gently host me wherever they are. And I go in there and then they have, you know, appointments booked up for me that they're ready to go. So I get to meet amazing people. Like when I went to China, it was just wow, like quite a wow experience when I went there. And I got to kind of talk to the different doctors there of traditional and conventional medicine, how they work together. And when you go into a hospital in China, you have a choice. You can go into a wing that's conventional medicine. You can go to a wing that's traditional Chinese medicine. Wow. And they work together. And but the one thing that was saddened me when I was there was that they were starting to get more and more message that conventional medicine was the way to go.
Mm.
And so, but, you know, it's a quiet thing. But when you go in there, it really opens your eyes how advanced they really are in a lot of ways. And acupuncture has been around for more than 2,000 years. So this is, you know, people have observed the changes in the body just from doing acupuncture. So they're still practicing it because in Eastern philosophy of looking at health, you're looking at mind, body, and spirit. You're not just looking at the body. And with conventional medicine, because that's the way Western medicine had evolved, it was more compartmentalizing. You know, we're looking at the cells, we're looking at, you know, the atoms, what makes up the cells, what's making things sick. So you have this symptom, we treat with this, right? Rather than you have the symptom, what else is going on all the way around you that we need to take a look at it. So, and when you go out to Asia and even parts of Europe, you'll see that there is choice for people. In Australia, there's choice because the government and the insurance company out there covers what I do out there. But not here in North America. And so in North America, we're still trying to create that 100 monkey effect.
Yeah.
And that's what we're hoping to do with this conference. And we want people to come in and bring that energy, come and educate yourself, learn about the conference, learn about all the different modalities out there. Come join in because we have exciting, you know, sessions where it's you're going to learn Qigong for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Or learn about singing bowls and how music affects your body and everything else. And so that's what we're trying to create. It's like, if something isn't working in your life, search, look. You know,
yeah.
You are the master of your body. You are the keeper of knowledge of your body.
Well,
you
and
can
the thing
yourself. Yeah.
Well, and the important thing too is about sharing as we are, because you know sometimes people are just overwhelmed. They search, but they don't even know where to start. And that's what part of, you know, I feel is my role in this, and I'm so thrilled to be able to participate is to bring it out. Like, people can watch these videos anytime. They don't have to, you know, if they don't want someone else knowing they're watching it, they can do it in private. I mean, it's not, you know, it's okay. But, you know, it's there. It's available.
Yeah.
And then they can open their eyes to what else is possible. Because when you're given, you know, when you're told, this is it, you have no choice, that you have to go this route, there is no other way. And you know in your heart, you're feeling like, but I feel like there is another way.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, having this wisdom and being shared. And, you know, I'm very conscious of the collective and what we feed it and that empowerment and that knowing that there is other information available. And to, as a public, as we start to know more, we start to demand more. That's how change happens. You know,
exactly.
Like you're saying about insurance. Well, the person that's, you know, the company insurance, the head of the company that's getting the insurance plan, they're the ones who can say, hey, we want this stuff covered because our staff really wants alternative mm-hmm. choices.
Yeah.
it's going to happen through those kinds of negotiations, not just
exactly.
being told, no, we only cover a conventional therapy. And if it doesn't fit for you, then you're out of luck. And
And that's why I do presentations to businesses and schools, because it has triggered. I'm getting more and more requests for me to go speak at schools and speak at businesses, because they want to look at ways to keep their employees healthy, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally as well. It just makes it a much more comfortable workplace when yeah. everybody is, you know, in the groove together, that they can work together instead of going, okay, you know, she's kind of grumpy today and she's grumpy again tomorrow and now she's sick, you know? Yeah, yeah. And it just kind of drives the company backwards instead of forward, right?
Exactly. It just makes sense. I mean, it really and truly, when you think about it, to have a society that is just unsick, or the walking dead, so to speak, is not very productive. It's not very, yeah. you know, but to have a society that's thriving and capable and creative, and I mean, in your companies, that's where you get your productivity. I got an idea. I feel great. I'm enthused. You know, that doesn't come from somebody who's struggling with, oh, I hurt, I'm in pain. I'm, you know,
yeah.
it's balance. Like, I love the name of your company, Balanced Elements. It is. It's about balance in the body yeah. and in our world and in our lives. So I really appreciate you coming and sharing with us and sharing these this conference, and for inviting me to partner with you, because I really do think this is where people are going to learn, and they and it's yeah. easy, and it's much easier for people to get to know what's happening in a longer interview like this, where we're chatting and getting to know each other, than yeah. just to have a website. Oh, this is going to happen. I like the interaction. I like yeah. that you reached out, because otherwise we could, oh wow, that's really cool that's going on up there, but we tend to think of ourselves as distant from it. And you're saying, no, we're embracing the public. We're embracing that you come in and yeah. learn this. It's not...
We have hundreds of practitioners who are showing up for this conference from around the world. So we want the general public to get excited about it and come in and say, hey, come meet these people. Come, you know, wherever you are, you might run into your colleague from South Africa, you know, someone who can help you out in Hong Kong, someone who can help you out in Malaysia, or wherever, different various parts of Canada and the States. Like, I'm here in Calgary, but I know lots of practitioners in Calgary, you know, who can be of help and service to you if you need it. Mm-hmm. And that's why we are trying to encourage as much of the general public to come, people from other backgrounds, health backgrounds to come. I've had a lot of chiropractors who are excited, and they're starting to come to the conference as well. So, and some big names in our field, like Dr. Carla Hannaford, she's been involved in the child development field for so long. Like my son, one of my son's teacher at his school, she mentors under Dr. Carla Hannaford. And Dr. Carla Hannaford used to live in Hawaii, and so she's done a lot of healing around even couples therapies and everything else too. And so she's going to be coming in talking about music as a resonance in your body.
Oh, wonderful.
And so she's a really fantastic speaker as well. We have Hannah Kaw coming from South Africa, who is, she lost her husband at a very young age due to armed robbery. Mm-hmm. So, and she was a young widow with a young baby. So she had to really reassess where she wanted to go in her life. And she moved to South Africa and started training in Brain Gym, and which is a branch of educational kinesiology. Mm-hmm. And she's built an amazing business for herself. And she teaches people how to live life with passion. And her workshop is called From Victim to Master.
Oh,
who
I
else,
love it.
Like, look at the odds that are stacked against you, you know, yep. losing your husband in a very traumatic way and having to rebuild your life when you have next to nothing with a very young baby, too. And she's a testament to that. Mm-hmm. And we have so many infant and child development experts coming that people can come learn from. They're coming from Hong Kong, they're coming from Australia, they're coming from everywhere that you can come in. Moira Dempsey is one of the big names in our industry. And she had worked with Dr. Harold Blomberg in order to create the program that's currently known as Rhythmic Movement Training. And it's a powerful training where you can even do the movement yourself to just calm your system down so that you're able to look at things from a much clearer light.
Right.
And understanding where you still have challenges and issues yourself. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of self-help techniques, lots of classes that's available to people. And I think it's really exciting, like, what type of workshop. Because some of these instructors, some of these presenters have never spoken in Canada. have never presented in Canada, never taught in Canada. And they're just, you know, over the moon happy to be here. We had over 100 submissions for our conference. So we had to like make room for 51 speakers.
This is super exciting. Yeah. Now, and what an honor for Canada. And it's just such a perfect time on the planet to be having kind of global connection. You know, it truly is a global connection. We realize that we're not that different anymore. We realize that, you know, race, creed, color, traditions and so forth can fall away. We're a human race. That's what we are. And working together as one body to create, you know, health and vitality, even if our methodologies are different. Oh my goodness, that's so exciting.
It's the confluence of it, right? Because like we want to make this conference roar, like just roar down North America, that people hear about it. And so like partnering with you has been a thrill. And
I'm a Leo astrologically, so there's always a roar.
So there you go.
There's your roar.
It's we can't wait. We have so many surprises coming up too as well. And for those who've never been to the Banff area, we even have a tour on the Saturday afternoon. You just have to pay about $100 and you get to have a 6-hour tour of the whole Banff and Lake Louise area. It's one of the most beautiful areas in the world. So those internationally who's, you know, always wanted to see the mountains, well, there you go. We're so blessed to be living in an area where we can access the mountains within an hour or so. And for people that I know, like, that comes from Asia, they don't quite grasp the idea of a mountain till they've seen the Rockies and they're like, okay, that's a mountain.
That is true. And for anyone who's coming from other places, you know, even though this is still our summer, Banff is always a little bit cooler. And we did get some snow the other day. And it hasn't stayed, but just the same. I mean, it can be cool. So a light jacket or, you know, a heavy sweater or something is usually pretty appropriate, you know. I'll probably bring my winter jacket.
I don't know.
I don't like to be cold.
Banff is a funny area, isn't
it? But it's so clean, crisp, you know, fresh air and people. I mean, I just think it's a vibrant energy and there's so much power involved in this connection that you are reaching out to make on behalf of the entire conference and connecting people, like you say, not just kinesiologists, people from different walks of life that are bringing their wisdom. There's just so much.
It's endless. And then on top of that, having it at the Banff Center. Mm-hmm. Which is a non-for-profit center where they promote art and creativity. So they go through a confluence of art and creativity, everything in all different fields there. And when people stay at the Banff Center, because we've negotiated and I'll drop that down pricing for everyone, they have full access to an amazing pool, a hot tub, steam rooms. They have access to a climbing wall. It's all included in the pricing just for staying there.
Wow.
Three restaurants on site, you know, like for different price ranges. The top, you know, a high-end restaurant, 5-star restaurant in Banff is rated at the Banff Center, which is the Three Ravens. And my husband and I celebrate one of our anniversaries there. And it's fantastic food. And it's the same staff that's going to be preparing the buffet breakfast and lunches. It's the exact same crew. It's the chef that we're working with to create the menus for the conference and everything. So we've taken into care. We've provided gluten-free, dairy-free, vegetarian diets, you know, to meet everybody. And a lot of the time, we have practitioners and stuff who come to these conferences. They're doing elimination diets as well, too. So we're making it, you know, friendly in that way. So it's easy for people to come in and easy for them to be the way they want to be at the conference without feeling judged that, oh, because you're gluten-free or you're dairy-free, you don't eat eggs. Like, there is nothing there. This is all about sharing and accepting you as who you are.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I agree. That's an important part of crossing that bridge is to finding it's. I always say, like, people talk about tolerance. And I think that word is, it's time for that word to go in my world anyway. We got to get past tolerating people and come to a point of accepting. You don't have to like what they do. You don't have to embrace what they do or their choosing or their lifestyle. But tolerating sounds like putting up with, you know, just, and it's a very negative word even. And I just find, really, when we can move to accepting that, you do things totally differently than I do, and yet you're still a human being worthy of respect and honor and what have you. That's a different energy. And
yeah, and it's more than just acceptance, it's more understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will understand and meet you at the place that you are, and you will understand and meet me at the place I am, you know? Like, if I want to eat 10 chocolate bars in a day, oh, wow, you know?
Yeah, so, and it's fine, so it's, you know?
Fine. It's fine. And so that's what it is. It's about understanding. Mm-hmm. And because even in my clinic, I get a lot of people who come in here because they've been to so many specialists and so many doctors, and they've just been told that something is wrong with them. Mm-hmm. But they don't know what. They know. So it's like, okay, how about we come to understanding that there's nothing wrong with you, but there's you're just on a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And then they like that a lot more because then they go, oh, there isn't anything wrong with me. I just happen to function differently. That's all it is.
And I'm not bad. And I didn't do anything wrong. Those are the things that most people think. If they get a diagnosis of whatever it is, they've done something wrong. They're a bad person. They've made bad choices. And, you know, I just look at that. Life is life. And we are going to make choices. And I created a poster not so long ago and I said, I never make mistakes. I make choices. Sometimes I like the consequences and sometimes I don't. And that's the truth. Because how can it, you won't know it's a mistake until after you've done it. You know, so we have to sort of come to, well, we don't have to do anything, but I like the fact that we are in a position of actually sharing information that's so empowering, so delightful, so energized, so much fun, and it's not rigid, so that we can actually open up and go, hey, I like that part, I don't like that, and there's going to be resources available, speakers, entertainment, great food. What more could you ask for? This is just really fabulous. Fabulous.
And our dinner banquet on the Saturday evening is going to be fantastic too. We have a local band that plays actually traditional Scottish and Gaelic music.
Cool.
That's coming. And then we'll have a caller who actually she'll be calling and training, teaching people how to dance the traditional barn dances.
Oh, so for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, because, you know, Banff was built with Scottish history. So we're going to get people moving after dinner. You know, you're going to have a fantastic dinner. You're going to be fed very, very well. And you're going to have access to this wonderful band that plays beautiful music that just touches the heart. It really just touches the heart. And we have a photo booth so people can take pictures and get pictures done, printed out, and you can hang them on your wall if you want to.
Yeah.
So lots of fun elements. We're not just about like serious lectures. We like to have fun. We like to giggle. We like to just, you know, just enjoy and have beer here and there and just, you know, take it in
be
at
human.
One moment at a time. Be human.
Yeah.
And with our vendors marketplace, I mean, we still have room for anybody who wants to, you know, showcase their skills or showcase products they may have developed or things they may sell in to bring them income. We have room and they just have to go to our website, download the vendor form and get it into us. And with you, you're going to be interviewing vendors as well on site because, you know, a lot of them are entrepreneurs that started up. We have companies coming from around the world coming in who are going to be selling very interesting products. We are working with a native designer by the name of Denise Brillon Hill. And she is designing a very special thank you gift for us, for all of our presenters and speakers.
Oh, nice.
So Denise Brillon Hill has designed for native movie stars like Adam Beach and so on. So she's quite well known in the community and she stepped in when she heard about the conference and just offered her services that way.
So hopefully I'll get a chance to chat with her as well.
If she can make it to a conference, she's not sure right now, but if she can, definitely. She is a fantastic person. If not, you know, we'll try to get you set up somehow.
I liked all these different elements. They're so juicy. It's so full of life. It's so exquisite. It truly is. And I'm super, super excited. Well, we are just about out of time and I want to make sure that we have covered everything for this initial launch of this series. Like I say to people, I'm going to be bringing you many more of the presenters and people involved and to help you. Because I think it's so much, it's so exciting, but it's nice that we can kind of bring it in slowly, building up to the actual conference where I'll be on site and be able to bring you it, you know, live. And by that time, you'll have a bit of a more of a flavor of it. But is there anything that you really wanted to leave people with today, Joanne?
I just want people to open their minds, open their hearts, and just ponder and just look at this conference as something as a service to you, even to your growth and your journey. Something we would like to offer to anybody who actually listens in your show is that if they quote your show, that they saw you on Chatting with Catherine, they would get an additional 10% discount off of the conference pricing for the full conference.
Wow.
That's something we'd like to offer. It is. And because we just want to make it accessible to as many people as possible.
All right. And I mean,
we have a large group coming already. So, I mean, we'd just like to get out there, create that 100 monkey effect, like we said, and let's get the word out there.
All right. So you heard it. Quote that you've seen this interview on Let's Get Real Chatting with Catherine, and let them know when you're signing up, and they will give you 10% off the conference, full conference price. That's huge.
Off the full conference price. Yeah. So instead of paying $875, you gain 10% off the $875 pricing.
That's fantastic. That's wonderful. Yeah. Just for watching and getting informed and woo-hoo, getting entertained.
Why not?
I love it. I love it, Joanne. That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being with me. Thank you to all of you watching and interested and open, like Joanne says, I like that, open-minded to explore and find out what's possible. I think this is how we're going to change the world. And so make sure you follow us on Facebook and other social media. Subscribe and share this video because we want to get the word out to as many people as we can. I love you all. Until next time, take care. Amazing. Thank you to my guests for sharing with us today. Thank you for watching. Feel free to share the link. You can join us for live shows by going to letsgetrealchattingwithcatherine.com and listen to the replays from the show page, preview guests, and explore links to our Facebook fan page, WordPress blog, and more. We are creating an exquisite world. Until next time, take care.